Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas from Moshe Hauer Zitzal. We're starting a new Mesechta, Mesechta Sukkah. And similar to what we had in previous Mesechta, the art scroll is using an earlier edition, earlier Tzuras Sadaf, of the Oiz V'Hodor publication. The current Oiz V'Hodor edition has a different Tzuras Sadaf, but we're going to use the one that the art scroll is using. As in previous Mesechtas, this shiur is based mainly on the Biur or Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zitzal. Sog the Mishnah, Sukkah shehi gevoya lemala me'esrim amo psula. If you have a Sukkah over 20 amo, higher than 20 amo, it's possible. For Rabbi Yehuda Mach, Rabbi Yehuda says it could be more than 20 amo. For shein gevoya asar tvachim, it doesn't have the height of 10 tvachim. For shein l'sholosh tfanos, it doesn't have three walls. For shechamaso meruba mitzilaso, there's more sun then shade, psula. So the Gemara, Sukkah shei gvoya, the Gemara now quotes a Gemara from Maseches Eruvin. Maseches Eruvin also says that the koira, the crossbeam that is in front of a mavoi, which is a cul-de-sac, needs to be within 20 amo. And Rabbi Yehuda there argues, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Malos Tamiris said it on his own, and Rabbi Acho said it Meshem Rav, Rabbanin Yal Filo Mepitcho Shel Heichol. Why did Rabbanan say there could be that the height of the koiro in the mavoi is 20 amo? To learn from the door of the eichel, that was 20 amo height. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the pesach of the ulam. According to the Biur of Rashi and Shas, that Tzura Beis Hamikdash was is a T shape. You have the main room, which that's the bottom part of the T. There you have the menorah, you have the shulchan, you have the mizbeach azov. And then you have the entrance, which is the top of the T, and that's called the Ulam. So the entrance to the Heichel, the door of the Heichel, was 20 amo. The door of the Ulam was 40 amo. Question, where are you learning from? Says the Gemara, Pitcho Shel Ulam, Dayu Arboim Amo. If you hold it, he learns from the door of the Ulam. So Yehuda should say that the max height should be 40 amo. The Taniyat Tamon, we learn over there, Pitcho Shel Ulam Gvoyar Boim Amo, V'Roich Boesrim Amo. The Mishnah tells us, the height of the door of the Ulam is 40 amo. But we found Tanya Rabchio filar boim chamishim amo. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the height of the koyu of the mavoi could be even 40 or 50 amo. Tanya bar Kappa filu mei amo. Bar Kappa says even 100 amo. I mean, according to Yehuda, you could put the koyu as high as you want. If you're learning from the ulam, it should be max 40 amo. Homavavin Rabbi Yehuda kedaite v'rabonu kedatayun. The machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda is based on the following. The Tanya Tamon we learned over there. V'chen ksharim amefuloshim, meaning you have bridges that basically you have two walls and you have a roof on top. Metaltim tachtem b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda holds you can carry underneath them. V'chachomim oisur, chomim says asur. So what is the reasoning behind it? Hachmad omar tamon atroi satikor kilo yoredet v'susemis. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why is it enough to have two walls under the bridge? Because I look at the roof, I look at the ceiling as if the edge of the roof is coming down. And then I look at this place space, it has four mechitzas, the two walls and the two edges of the ceiling. If so, kachat omar ocha, droita maltero kilu yoredet v'susemis. So here, when you have a koiro, maltero means the koiro, means that beam. And the beam, even though it's very high up, I don't care it's very high up, because I look at it as if there is a wall coming down from the edge of the beam to the floor. That's according to Yehuda, I don't care the height of the beam. But Rabbanan hold, you don't look at it pitikor yoriv v'soysim in this case, but you look at it because this the koiro is mishum heker. You recognize it, you see it, and it reminds you that this is a mavoi. So therefore it needs to be enough, close enough to the ground, that a person can see it. And the close enough to the ground is 20 amo. Always recognize something from the ground is 20 amo. This daf is learned during Chanukah, and Chanukah we also know that you cannot have a menorah above 20 amo because you need to recognize it from the ground. Says the more he died, the Rabbi Yehuda b'sukkah, he died to be mavoi. He died to the Rabbanu b'sukkah, he died to be mavoi. Meaning, Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda argued the same idea by sukkah. So he just quoted the Gemara in Eruvin regarding the crossbeam. Same thing applies by sukkah. According to Rabbanu, you need to have the sukkah within 20 amo. Because why? You need to recognize, you have to see the schach. The same way you have to see the crossbeam. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to recognize it. The same way by the mavoi, you don't have to recognize it. Says the Gemara, "V'lo yidam." It's not exactly the same, because yesh dvarim ksherim besukah upsulim b'mavoy, ksherim b'mavoy upsulim besukah. Some things that are kosher in one, but not the other, so they're not exactly the same. The Gemara brings the first example: Dukronim ksherim besukah. Dukwari means you put four poles and you put on top of it a schach. So as long as you have below a mechitz of 10 fachim, so besuk is good enough. I don't have to have the schach on top of the walls. Schach could be higher than that. But continues the Gemara Amud Beis, upsulim b'mavoi. B'mavoi, you have to have the beam right above the mechitza. You can't have space in between them. Fetani ken, it says it clearly in the Braisa. Hevi arba dukronim, he put these four poles, v'sichel gebeim, he put schach on top of them. Besuko kosher, b'mavoi possible, it's kosher v'suka, not b'mavoi. Says the Gemara, hadode atomar, the b'mavoi is not kosher, b'gvoim shloi shlomal mikos the b'mavoi, if it's three tefachim above the edge of the wall of the b'mavoi. Avim heinu gvoim shloi shlomal mikos the b'mavoi, it's not three tefachim above, kosher. Why? Because we say lovut. B'shem b'hem rechav abo, that's only if the koira of the beam is not, doesn't have the width of four. Avim yesh b'hem rechav abo, which is mokam choshuv, fil gvoim kama kosher, even if it's high very much, it's kosher. Because when you have a beam which is four tefachim, everybody agrees that you say piti kroyoy v'soysim, you look at the edge of the wall coming down. Another example, we're using here the gears of Rav Chaim. Shnei tefonis k'sheres besuko, psolim b'movoi. If you have only two walls, besuka is okay. You have to have two walls plus. By a movoi, you have to have three walls. V'tani ken, we see the ka besuko, shtayim kilchosom v'shlish zafilu tefach. The besuka, two full walls are necessary, and the third one can be even a tefach. The Gemara explains that a little bit more. B'chir b'shav b'yuchanan, shtayim shalabar b'atfachim, v'ashlish zafilu tefach kosher. It's enough to make a wall of four tefachim, because even though the length of the wall of a sukkah is seven tefachim, if he does a wall of four tefachim, and he distances it three tefachim from the edge, so then you say lovut, and you have your seven tefachim, so you can do that with two walls, and then the third wall could be a tefach. Mavo needs to have four walls, which means three full walls, and the fourth one is the crossbeam or the lechi, which is a standing pole. Another example, Rochel Meser Amos, the opening is more than 10 Amos, but Sukkah kosher, Sukkah is okay. But Mavo Pasol, Mavo cannot have a door more than 10 Amos. He lo less a gefen v'sadlas v'sakisus. If you put on top of the Sukkah a tree, either a vine or a different type of trees, v'sichel gola psul, and Sukkah is Pasol. Why? Because it cannot be connected to the ground. That's only by Sukkah, but by Mavo, this will be kosher. But says the Gemara, there's a caveat to that. That's only if the size of the mavoi that you want to close up is less than beis ha'atayim. Beis ha'atayim is two seis, which is considered to be a dira. But if it's more than beis ha'atayim, so it needs to be done the dira. You have to create to have in mind to make it four places one lives. And you may lay nasas kemechitza shuuk fazroim. It's like a mechitza that surrounded a field where people don't live. If you have a field which is more than beis ha'atayim, meaning that it's not meant for dira, so you can't carry in it. So here, if the koira was done from a tree was there and it wasn't placed there by the adam, it was just there anyway, it's not considered to be that it was done for a dira, and therefore if it's more than two seis, you can't carry there. So that will be the caveat by the mavoi when you can use a connected tree. Another example, chamoso meru v'mitzilaso, if you have more sun than shade, b'suka p'sula b'mavoi kosher. Suka is possible, you need to have shade. B'mavoi, you don't have to have shade. Suka mikura p'sula b'mavoi mikura kosher. Suka, if you have a ceiling, it's possible, it needs to be suka. It needs to be schach. B'mavoi, you can have a ceiling. And in that case, I don't need to have an extra koyu. Rav Hachem Shor Yishayah, lo sovdo mikura, you don't have to have full ceiling. You have one beam. You have there a four tefachim beam, but there is some other. You don't have to put another one to be the koira. And that will work even above 20 amo, because that din koira, it's a din of a ceiling once you have four tefachim. And then you say, the edge of the beam comes down and considered to be a mechitza. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Aleph.